الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين وقائد المجاهدين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان واستنى بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يقول الله تعالى: وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين بلسان عربي مبين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب اللغة العربية لثلاث، لأني عربي والقرآن عربي وكلام أهل الجنة عربي. وقال سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه: تعلم العربية فإنها تنبت العقل وتزيد في المروعة في المروعة. وقال الثعالبي رحمه الله: من أحب الله تعالى أحب رسوله، ومن أحب رسوله العربي أحب رسوله العربي أحب العرب، ومن أحب العرب أحب العربية، ومن أحب العربية أني بها وثابر عليها وصرف حمته إليها. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to another edition of the program تعلم العربية, where we learn this Arabic language, and this is exclusive to Markaz Sahaba Online. Before we start with our next lesson, which is lesson 5, I would just like to translate those Quranic verses and hadith and author of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab and say the saying of Imam al-Tha'alibi rahimahullah. As for the verse, Allahu Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, it is a revelation of the Lords of the world, of the Lord of the worlds, بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ, in the clear Arabic language. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, love the Arabic language for three reasons. Firstly, because I am an Arab. Secondly, because the Quran is in Arabic. And thirdly, because the language of the people of Jannah is Arabic. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, learn the Arabic language as it develops the intelligence and it increases one in muru'ah. Muru'ah can be translated as manliness. And then Imam al-Tha'alibi rahimahullah said, whosoever loves Allah, loves his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whosoever loves his Arabian messenger loves the Arabs. And whosoever loves the Arabs loves the Arabic language. And whosoever loves the Arabic language, he gives attention to it. And he perseveres upon its study. And he focuses his mind to the Arabic language. Our last lesson was on how to convert or transform an indefinite noun. An indefinite noun is a noun that indicates upon something that is indefinite, something that is not specific. Like if I say a boy came, it refers to any boy. I went to a shop, it refers to any shop, not to a particular shop. So that is an indefinite noun. And the manner in which we identify an indefinite noun is that an indefinite noun does not have that alif lam at the beginning, and it ends, the last letter will have a tanween. For now, this is what we learn, that the last letter will have a tanween, but we will later learn inshallah that there are certain nouns
that the last letter does not have a tanween. A tanween, for now, we would say is a double dhamma. Of course, a double fatha and a double kasra is also referred to as tanween. An example of this would be baytun, a house; rajulun, a man; talibun, a student; masjidun, a mosque; kursiyun, a chair. Now, we to transform these indefinite nouns, a boy, a chair, a mosque, a house, a man, we want to transform them to definite nouns. Now, once we transform them to definite nouns, it means we are referring to a specific house. So, baytun is a house, which means any house. I went to a house would mean any house, not a particular house. But if I add a alif lam in front of this word baytun, and I delete the tanween and just write one dhamma on the last letter, it become al-baytu. It means the house. So if somebody asks me, did you go to the house, meaning a specific house? Then I say, yes, I went to the house. I am meaning a specific house. So by changing it to the house, we are now referring to a specific house. And to change it to the house, all we do is add an alif lam at the beginning of the word al, and the tanween, the double dhamma, now becomes a single dhamma. Al baytu, the house. Rajulun is a man. And if I want to make this word rajulun to the man, I will say ar-rajulu, the man. The man. We will do the sun and moon letters later, insha'Allah. But here I don't say al-rajulu. I say ar-rajulu because the ra is a sun letter. So you see that I added an alif lam at the beginning. And it's no more dhamma tain on the last letter, which is lam. It is just a dhamma and it becomes ar-rajulu, the man. So if somebody asks me, did you see the man? They are referring to a particular man, and I say, yes, I saw the man. But if they say, did you see a man, it refers to any man, not a particular man. So you take the word kursiyun, a chair. I want to now change this to the chair. All I do is I add an alif lam at the beginning, al, and the last letter, which is ya. Instead of writing a dhamma on that letter, a dhamma tain on that letter, I just write dhamma and it becomes al-kursiyu. So, kursiyun is a chair. Al-kursiyu is the chair. If somebody asks me, did you sit on a chair? They are referring to any chair. But if they say, did you sit on the chair? They are referring to a specific chair. So by adding al to the noun, we make it definite. We make it refer to a specific. Let us do some sentences. Because the reason why we learn how to make a noun specific, or what we call in Arabic ma'arifa or mu'arraf, is that we need these kinds of nouns to make complete sentences. Like we learn the word maktabun means a desk. I want to say the desk, I say al-maktabu, the desk. If I want to say the desk is broken, al-maktabu maksurun. We also learned adjectives last week. Maksurun means broken. So if I want to say the desk is broken, al-maktabu maksurun. Now, the word mudarrisun means a teacher. I want to say the teacher, I'll say al-mudarrisu, the teacher. I want to say the teacher is new, al-mudarrisu jadidun, the teacher is new. So the word for new is jadidun. Now, qamisun means a shirt. I want to say the shirt, I will say al-qamisu. I want to say the shirt is dirty. Al-qamisu wasikhun. The shirt is dirty. The word wasikhun means dirty. Al-qamisu wasikhun. The shirt is dirty. Now the word labanun means milk. I want to say the milk. I'll say al-labanu. Al-labanu. The milk. I want to say the milk is cool or cold. Al-labanu baridun. The milk is cold. The word for cold in Arabic is baridun. You want to say the night is cold. Al-laylu baridun. The day is cold. An-naharu baridun. Now, the word masjidun means a mosque. I want to say the mosque, I'll say al-masjidu, the mosque. I want to say the mosque is open. Al-masjidu maftuhun, the mosque is open. So the word for open in Arabic is maftuhun, the mosque is open. Now if I want to say, or let's say the word for stone is al-hajaru, the stone. I want to say the stone is big. Al-hajaru kabirun. The word for big in Arabic is kabirun. Al-hajaru kabirun. The stone is big. Now I want to say the milk is cold and the water is hot. We know the word for milk is labanun. The word for cold is baridun. The word for water is ma'un. And the word for hot is harun. Harun. The ra got a tashdeed. Harun. So the milk, al-labanu. The milk is cold. Al-labanu baridun. The milk is cold. Now the word for and in Arabic is just a waw with a fatha, wa. Wal ma'u harun. Wal ma'u harun. And the water is hot. The milk is cold. Al labanu baridun. And the water is hot. Wal ma'u harun. So, al-labanu baridun wal-ma'u harun. The milk is cold and the water is hot. The word muhandisun, muhandisun. It is that open ha that we find at the end of the alphabet. Not that ha that comes after jim. Jim, ha. That comes from the throat, ha. Now this is ha, muhandisun. Is an engineer. I want to say the engineer is sitting and the teacher is standing. Al-muhandisu jalisun. The engineer is sitting. The word jalisun means sitting. Al-muhandisu jalisun. The engineer is sitting. And now the word for and is waw, wa. Just a waw with a fatha on it, wa. Wal mudarrisu waqifun. And the teacher is standing. Wal mudarrisu waqifun. And the teacher is standing. Al muhandisu jalisun. Wal mudarrisu waqifun. The engineer is sitting and the teacher is standing. Now I want to say the moon is far. The word for moon we learnt is qamarun. The moon al-qamaru. The word for far is ba'idun. Ba'idun means far. So if I want to say the moon is far, al-qamaru ba'idun. The moon is far. Al-qamaru ba'idun. The moon is far. I want to say the handkerchief is clean. The word for a hanky is mindilun. I want to say the hanky. Al mindilu. The hanky. The word for clean is nawifun. For zo. So it's nawifun zo. Al mindilu nawifun. The handkerchief is clean. Al mindilu nawifun. The handkerchief is clean. Now, let us just do a bit more examples, as this is just once a week and we want to get things thorough. Now, we have an adjective jamilun, means beautiful. We have an adjective wasihun, which means dirty. We have an adjective maftuhun, which means open. We have an adjective harun, which means hot. We have an adjective thaqilun, which means heavy. We have an adjective khafifun, which means light. Now, we got this noun al-hajaru, which means the stone. Now we've got jamilun, beautiful, wasikhun, dirty, maftuhun, open, harun, hot, thaqilun, heavy, khafifun, light. Al-hajaru. The most suitable adjective here would be thaqilun. Al-hajaru thaqilun. Then we have the word al-babu, means the door. Babun, a door. Al-babu, the door. We want to say the door is open. Al-babu maftuhun. Then we have the word al-qamaru, the moon. The most suitable adjective from the five that we mentioned is jamilun. Al-qamaru jamilun. The moon is beautiful. Al-qamaru jamilun. The moon is beautiful. Then we have the word al-waraku. Al-waraku means the leaf and it also means paper. And the suitable adjective there is khafifun, light. Something that is light as opposite to heavy, not light as opposite to darkness. Al-waraku khafifun. The leaf or the page is light. Al-mindilu, the handkerchief, wasikhun, is dirty. Al-mindilu, the handkerchief, is dirty. And then we have al-labanu. Al-labanu harun. The milk is hot. Al-labanu harun. The milk is hot. Now going further with this. Today we have learned the following words. Al-qamaru, the moon. We learn the word jadidun. Jadidun, jim, dal, ya, dal, means new. Al-kitabu jadidun, the book is new. Al-baytu jadidun, the house is new. Al-kursiyu jadidun, the chair is new. Then we have the word qadimun. Qadimun. Qaf, not kaf, qaf, dal, ya, meem. Qadimun, it means old. Qadimun, old. Al-qalamu qadimun, the pen is old. As-sariru qadimun, the bed is old. Al-kitabu qadimun, the book is old. Then we have the word wasikhun. Waw, sin, kha. Wasikhun. It means dirty. Al-baytu wasikhun. The house is dirty. Al-qamisu wasikhun. The shirt is dirty. Then we have the word navifun. Navifun, as we said, that za, the second letter, is not a zal, it's not a dhal, dhal, it is a zo, to zo. Nun vo ya fa, nadhifun. Nun vo ya fa, nadhifun. It means clean. Al masjidu nadhifun. Al waladu nadhifun. The boy is clean. Al at-tabibu nadhifun. The doctor is clean. Then we have harun. This word is spelled ha alif. The alif would be joined to the ha. And there's a ra with a tashdeed, which makes it harun. Hot. Al-labanu harun. The milk is hot. Al-ma'u harun. The water is hot. Then we have the word baridun, which is ba alif. The alif is joined to the ba. Ba alif ro dal. Ba alif ro dal. Baridun. It means cold. Al-labanu baridun. The milk is cold. Al-ma'u baridun. The water is cold. Then we have the word صغيرٌ. صاد غين يا را صغيرٌ. And it means small. القط صغيرٌ. The cat is small. القلب صغيرٌ. The dog is small. Then we have the word كبيرٌ. قاف با يا را كبيرٌ. It means big. الحصان كبيرٌ. The horse is big. الحمار كبيرٌ. The donkey is big. Then we have the word مفتوحٌ. ميم فا تا واو ها. مفتوحٌ means open. الباب مفتوحٌ. The door is open. المسجد مفتوحٌ. The mosque is open. البيت مفتوحٌ. The house is open. Then we have the word maksurun. Mim, kaf, sin, waw, ra. Maksurun. Mim, kaf, sin, waw, ra. Maksurun. Al kursiyu maksurun. The chair is broken. As sariru maksurun. The bed is broken. Al-babu maksurun. The door is broken. Then we have the word thaqilun. Tha. Alif ba ta. Tha. Tha. Tha qof ya lam. Thaqilun. It means heavy. I can say Al-kitabu thaqilun. The book is heavy. Al-babu thaqilun. The door is heavy. Al-kursiyu thaqilun. The chair is heavy. Then we have the word khafifun. Kha fa ya fa. Khafifun. And it means light. I can say Al-qalamu khafifun. The pen is light. Al-kitabu khafifun. The book is light. Al-miftahu khafifun. The key is light. Then we have jamilun. Jim, mim, ya, lam. Jamilun. It means beautiful. Al-hisanu jamilun. The horse is beautiful. Ad-diku jamilun. The rooster is beautiful. Al-qittu jamilun. The cat is beautiful. Al-jamalu jamilun. The camel is beautiful. Waqifun, standing. Waw, alif, qaf, fa. Waqifun, standing. Al-jamalu waqifun. The camel is standing. Ar-rajulu waqifun. The man is standing. Al-waladu waqifun. The boy is standing. Then we have the word jalisun, sitting. Jim, alif, lam, sin. Jalisun, sitting. I could say at-tabibu jalisun. The doctor is sitting. Al-muhandisu jalisun. The engineer is sitting. Al-mudarrisu jalisun. That is, the teacher is sitting. We will stop here with our grammar lesson. And now, inshallah, go through the reader. Now, we learned in our last reading session how one should introduce oneself to another. We'll just go quickly through that session. It's a conversation between Muhammad and Hassan. So we begin with Muhammad. Muhammad says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hassan replies, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then Muhammad tells Hassan who he is and from where he is. He states, Ana Muhammadun minas-Sin. I am Muhammad from China. As-Sin with a sob means China. Minas-Sin. I am from China. Hassan says, Wa ana Hassanun minal Hind. And I am Hassan from India. The word for India is Al-Hind. Then Muhammad is asking Hassan a question. A-anta talibun jadidun. Are you a new student? A-anta. Are you? So anta means you. Male. A-anta. Are you? Talibun jadidun. A new student. Are you a new student? Hassan answers, Naam. Yes. Ana talibun jadidun. Ana means I. I am a new student. Naam. Ana talibun jadidun. Yes. I am a new student. Then Muhammad states, Marhaban bika fil jami'atil islamiyata. Marhaban bika fil jami'atil islamiyata. Welcome to the Islamic University. Actually, fil jami'atil islamiyati. Welcome to the Islamic University. Now, if you want to ask somebody from where is Hassan? Min aina, min means from, aina means where. Min aina Hassanun, from where is Hassan? Hassanun minas-Sin. Hassan is from China. Min aina Muhammadun. From where is Muhammad? Muhammadun minal Hind. Muhammad is from India. Then you want to ask somebody, from where are you? Min aina anta. Then the person that's answering will say ana. Ana means I. Ana min, we can say minas Sudan. I am from Sudan. Min aina anta. Ana minas Sudan. Min aina anta. Ana min Amerika. I am from Amerika. Insha'Allah, we will stop here with our reading as our time has already come to an end. And we will continue with Ta'allamul Arabiya, learn the Arabic language, next Friday, the same time, 14 hours, on the same wave, Markaz Sahaba online, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I will insha'Allah be online again this afternoon at 17:30 Central African Time for the program Tarwihun Nufus. Until then, wa ma tawfiqi illa billah wa bihi thika wa alayhi tuqalan wa ilayhi unib. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.